But if we haven't been out walking or getting on buses or going to Cromer, what have we been doing to get our exercise? Rachel Banham spoke to someone who's long personified that word exercise and told us how regular exercise can benefit your body and your mind. She's Diana Moran, the Evergreen Goddess.
It's a saying that Diana Moran admits that she loves, and she uses it frequently. Age is mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. At almost 81, Diana is the perfect example of her mantra. Now, she has been self-isolating for 7 weeks at the time of her interview with Let's Talk, but she continues to keep active. And 3 days a week on BBC Breakfast, she has been inspiring TV viewers across the country to do the same. More than 73,000 subscribers have so far signed up to receive Diana's daily online bulletin through her website, www.getreadyforanyage.com. Explaining her recent return to the Breakfast programme, where she showed millions how to exercise in the 1980s, she says, "It's been a bit surreal, actually. At the very beginning, it came about by mistake." She explains how the programme contacted her to ask how she was coping, self-isolating. She did a Skype interview and was asked if she still exercised, so she demonstrated what she does. Now, Diana says, "They said, 'Could you do that again for us tomorrow and show us another exercise?' So I did another one on Skype, and then they said, 'We'd like you to do that regularly.' So then I set up my little studio in my conservatory, and I've been doing them ever since." She adds, "I'm very simple in all my stuff that I do for fitness. I don't have huge routines and I don't have equipment. It's regular, moderate exercise and a moderate way of eating as well. And so I still continue to get out of bed and do my monkey stretch, which was what I was demonstrating on BBC Breakfast that particular day. And then I do a few twists and turns, the sort of stuff that I've been doing on the Breakfast programme. Because I live by the side of the river here, I've got access to be able to walk along the towpath. I've also got a bike, and those three things really are what keep me fit and have done for years and years and years." Diana believes that it's very important to keep active and refers back to the book she wrote with Sir Muir Grey in 2017, entitled "Sod Sitting, Get Moving." "Well, that really sums it all up," she says. "I know now, looking around me, at friends and acquaintances, those who have regularly moved are the ones who can really enjoy life. Unless, of course, there's been an accident or some terrible illness around. But for the majority, those who are active in their lives can enjoy their lives so, so much more. Do you know, money isn't important. What's important is your health." Diana trekked the Great Wall of China when she was 70 in aid of breast cancer care and is convinced of the benefits of keeping active throughout life. She says, "It's something that you should do in moderation. Move in moderation all through your life. You can't suddenly at 50 say, 'Oops, I think I'd better start getting fit.' I mean, yes, you will get fit at 50 when you start, but if only you'd kept just a little more fit right the way from your 20s, you'd have been doing so much better." And like many of us, during the coronavirus pandemic, Diana is missing contact with her immediate family. And while she lives just outside London on the side of the River Thames, Her family are in Manchester, Edinburgh and the West Country. My three granddaughters are all in the medical profession, and so when we're cheering for the NHS, I'm cheering for them, Diana says. I'm very close to all my grandchildren, particularly the three girls. They all call me Gigi, short for Granny Goddess, and they always say, whatever we want to do, we know that Gigi can do it with us as well. And so if we're walking, climbing, whatever, I'll have a go with them as well. Diana also loves painting, and so when her pet cat Maisie recently died, she sought solace by painting a picture of her. I am a cat lover. I've had three cats in my life, and I've just very recently lost the last one, aged 18, she says. I'm a painter, and this is one of the things that I've been able to spend time doing, and I have just painted her, and, oh, it was cathartic. Diana is also very active in her garden. Now, that's a fabulous form of exercise, as far as I'm concerned, she says. When you're active, a chemical gets released, endorphins, and they give you the feel-good factor. If you're out in the garden, doing a bit of gardening, or mowing the lawn or something, or you're doing a brisk walk, and you hear the birds sing, or you hear a dog bark, or maybe you see a flower and think, isn't that pretty? That's the feel-good factor, and that helps you mentally as well as physically. And when she goes for a walk, she adds, I'll see somebody and I'll smile at them. That smile costs me nothing, but it could make that other person's life that much richer for that day. She explains a smile can make the difference between feeling very self-isolated and sharing a problem with somebody else. Diana's positive mindset is infectious, and she remains a great example of the philosophy she lives by. It is a saying that I love, and I use it time and time again, she says. Age is mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. You realise my mantra now is, keep fit and carry on.
Well, I'm afraid to say that I haven't signed up to Diana's daily exercise bulletin, but I have done the occasional 15 minutes on an old exercise bike, which has been languishing in my spare bedroom for years. And I can tell you that it's mind-numbingly boring.